I don't like labeling anything the number one issue because I think, you know, there's two or three issues that could be interchangeable at number one, and I don't think it's necessarily just Brighton that goes through those same issues. Healthcare services, which would include, you know, not just recruiting doctors, but retaining doctors. That's an issue, you know, right across Ontario, and you could probably say right across Canada. But that has to be a focus because with the doctor issue, there's so many multiple layers to it. And, you know, I want to take a little different approach because everybody's doing physician recruitment, and we do it as well in Brighton. We, you know, we're aligned with Docs by the Bay, and they've done a fabulous job. But we need to do more. And I also want to, when I get back in, dig down to the next layer because we're just repeating ourselves all the time. We're constantly in a recruitment mode. And even if you shore up the retention mode, we're not producing enough doctors. You know, the first step into solving a problem is identifying that you have a problem and fixing the problem. So the problem is the shortage of doctors. So we have to work with the provincial government because everybody knows healthcare is provincial, but I refuse to go to the doors and tell the residents what they already know. We all know that the province handles healthcare, but we have to do our part at the local level. We have to partner with the other municipalities. I use Goderich, Ontario as an example, and anybody that hasn't looked up what Goderich, Ontario has been able to do on their own in terms of physician recruitment, healthcare services, it's Google them, do the read. It's phenomenal how that community has come together and the level of physician recruitment they've done. But then we have to work with the province to solve, you know, why are we not producing enough doctors? Does it mean we have to look at creating more medical seats? We have a lot of students, Canadian students, that go down to the States to train to become physicians because we don't have the medical seats. That's one of the issues that we have to fix. We still have to do the recruitment at the local level. But at some point, we have to fix the lack of production of family physicians. Otherwise, every 4 years, candidates are going to be knocking on the door and say, yes, I'm going to work on healthcare and recruiting doctors. At what point do we identify, okay, let's fix the problem? We're treating the symptom, right, but we're not treating the issue. And that's what I'm going to be focusing on.